The piano horn is definitely a cousin of the melodicas and key harmonica. In fact, while playing in unison, it is challenging to distinguish the sound of the piano horn from the many melodicas in the plastic orchestra. The difference in tone becomes clear when they play alone. The piano horn is breathier and less straight-toned than the melodica. I utilize this effect in the first bars of movement 2, where the melodicas are playing shifting cluster chords, and the piano horn emerges and solos expressively just above them. The piano horn is in C major, so it has no chromatic capabilities. It has a good-sized range, spanning from G4 to E6. The piano horn was also produced specifically as a toy. I first came across the instrument in the hands of a 4-year-old. It's definitely the most flimsily made of the instruments in the plastic orchestra. If one blows too hard too suddenly, the trumpet bell-shaped endpiece will fly off, causing the sound to stop, so be careful on those fortissimos. The piano horn can play chords and clusters. I'm a big fan of the sound you get by pressing as many keys as you can. Unlike the melodica and key harmonica, the piano horn does not seem to require all too much air. As a result, you can play these large cluster chords with ease, and the instrument does not struggle with action on fast melodies like the heavy bass melodica does, or the old key harmonica might. The piano horn also has a large dynamic range. It's not as extreme as the key harmonica, but the piano horn also tends to be in tune with itself, and not with the ensemble as a whole. However, I think it's got a beautiful sound, and it's quite easy to play, so I loved using it to carry melodies and drive sections of the music forward.